David Bowie did it, the Rolling Stones are doing it, and now the remaining members of Pink Floyd are digging through their archives for a new exhibition. Bassist Roger Waters says he's amazed at the memorabilia he was holding on to that'll be used in the London show.
The number of artifacts that they've dredged up. For my part, the stuff they got from me, I have a storage facility in Rumsey in Hampshire. But I've never been in it.
The exhibit's website calls it a spectacular and unparalleled audiovisual journey through Pink Floyd's unique and extraordinary world, chronicling the music, design, and staging of the band. Drummer Nick Mason says while they're known for elaborate shows and huge props, it was impossible to keep everything.
We've kept a few props, but the problem is, where do you put a sort of 70-foot tall teacher? A bit short of that sort of space. So there's quite a lot of things we don't have. There's things like pigs and so on. We've built a few over the years, so we can usually find a pig.
Among the items on display include original album art and a flower petal mirror ball stage prop. The band itself is not currently together, but has been relevant for 50 years, something Mason says he never expected to see.
Staggering, really. I definitely went into a band where I gave it about a year, and I'd actually reserved my place to go back to architecture school a year later, but sadly I've never managed to get back there.
Pink Floyd's album The Endless River came out in 2014, and guitarist David Gilmour said it would be the last from the band under the name. However, Waters and Mason both said if Gilmour was on board, one last hurrah at the Glastonbury Music Festival could be a possibility. The Pink Floyd exhibition, Their Mortal Remains, opens in London May 13th. For the AP, I'm Rob LaFrance with Rivet.